It's the only radio segment with unsightly back hair.
Ew.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Indonesia. A 31-year-old guy named Frederico Hill was in line at a fried chicken restaurant last week when he overheard the woman behind him talking to her kids. And she said that they should eat only one piece or they'd wind up, quote, fat, like the guy in front of them.
What?
Way right. to be subtle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Even though it took a few seconds, he finally realized that the woman was talking about him. So as he waited, his mind was racing. What should he do? Maybe confront the woman in front of her kids?
Yeah.
Drop a few swear words? Mm-hmm. Who knows? But he actually decided to do something more powerful. Frederico decided to stick it to her by buying all of the fried chicken in the store.
Stop it.
Yeah.
He is my new hero.
Yes.
It only cost him around $17, too. So he walked out with 15 pieces of chicken as he heard the clerk telling the woman that she would have to wait 30 minutes for them to cook up some more.
That's got to be one of those priceless commercials, right?
Absolutely.
Chicken, $17. Walking out of that store, priceless.
She probably didn't even get it, though. She's like, see, I told you. He just ate all the food in the store. He's so fat. He recently posted the story on Facebook, and as you can imagine, it's already getting shared thousands and thousands of times.
Good for him.
This next laser story is out of Gwinnett County, Georgia. The local police have had their eye on a store in town for the last few months since it opened. They've noticed the place had a lot of customers going in and out, which seemed much busier than any of the other businesses on the same street. So they came to the conclusion that it might be a front for a drug haven, but they weren't sure. Maybe the biggest clue was the sign outside said, VHS rental store.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Way to just kind of blend in there, guys.
It's obviously.
Because there's so many of those around.
Very strange nowadays, especially with Laserdiscs being so popular.
Laserdiscs.
You know? So a couple of undercover cops went inside last week, and you wouldn't believe what they saw.
What one detective described to me was probably the most recent movie in there that was available for rent was like an action movie from 2007.
Oh, well, they're not even trying.
Yeah, they weren't even trying to do a good job stocking it with real movies. But maybe that's all they could do since they stopped making VHS in like 2009.
Yeah.
It turns out the cops were wrong. There were no drugs in the place. The VHS store was actually a front for an illegal sports gambling ring.
Okay, so it was a front for something.
So they finally raided the place earlier this week and arrested the owner, a guy named Boonlert Boonswang.
Cool name.
He was taking sports bets out of that store.
He's like, whatever you do, just don't go to my typewriter store. It's Boonlert totally
Boonswang.
Legal.
This guy really likes to fly under the radar with that name and the VHS store, all of it.
His next legend story is out of Kelowna, Canada. 46-year-old Melanie Dodaro spent her whole life without ever meeting her father. She just knew that he was a guy from the Netherlands who visited Canada in 1968 and had a one-night stand with her mother.
Whoa.
But she really started searching earlier this year and posted on Facebook about how badly she wanted to meet him. Then a Dutch newspaper found out about her quest and actually managed to track the dude down.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
Turns out the guy is named Colin De Jong, and he works in Thailand as an Elvis impersonator.
What?
And then she was like, yeah, I don't want to meet him anymore. It's
never
fine.
Mind.
I don't know. I think that it's like gold. Your dad is what?
Now in his 80s, looks like old Elvis with a really big belly and giant sideburns, but says he loves what he does. Every night he belts out the King's top hits to crowds of 8 to 10 people in various bars around town.
Who knew you could be a grown adult, meet your dad for the first time, and still be embarrassed by your parents?
You're like, Dad, come on.
So even though the Elvis part may have been disappointing for Melanie, she and Colin are thrilled to be in touch.
Aww.
And she's heading to Thailand soon to see him perform.
That's awesome.
I don't know. Hopefully there'll be a meet and greet after, but we'll see. This next laser story is out of Austin, Texas. 41-year-old Doris Vallejo was at a Mexican restaurant recently for karaoke night, and she wound up getting into an argument with a man over who was up next to sing.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
She got so upset that she hit the guy in the face.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
So wait your turn, lady.
Dang.
And she wasn't even finished after that. When the man got up after getting knocked around, she pulled out her gun and pointed it at
what?
Him.
What?
Okay, chill.
Yeah, it's a song.
Jesus.
Wait.
A waitress at the restaurant tried to stop her by grabbing her from behind and pinning her arms down, but she broke free, turned around, and held the gun to the waitress, saying, quote, I will blank you up.
Oh, my God.
I don't think she said blank. I think blank is a space for a different word she said.
Good job, Jubal.
Yeah. Can we just say bravest waitress ever? Like, if I was a waitress, I'd be like, I'll be in the back in the kitchen.
Yeah,
good luck with that, you guys.
In the end, police showed up and told Doris to put the gun down. One officer told her that getting angry over karaoke song choices wasn't worth going to jail for murder. She was then arrested on two felony charges, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and unlawful carrying of a concealed weapon. And there's no word on what song she wanted to sing, but maybe she'll get to do it in prison. A lot of karaoke going on in there. This next laser story is out of the land of enlargement. If you haven't heard, one company is making the bold move to create new and improved CPR dummies. And how are these ones different? Well, basically, the new ones come with large woman's breasts.
Awesome!
It's a company called Womanikin. Womanikin? Womanikin. Womanikin, like a womanikin. There you go. That's how you say it. Cool. Womanikin. Which is a play on words, since mannequin has the word man in it. These dummies are all women. So why are they doing it? Here's what the company had to say about it.
Why? Boobs. According to research, they confuse people. Where do you place your hands? Will I hurt her? Is it even okay to touch? So let's add some. Well, mannequin is an attachment with breasts that turns any traditional CPR mannequin into a womanikin.
Isn't it like stats that more women die of like heart attacks and stuff because people won't give them CPR?
Well, they're scared. Yeah. I'm not scared. I'd be opposite problem. I'd be like, they'd be like, let go.
No, they're like, I have nothing's going on. I was just walking down the street.
I'm just honk.
Oh yeah, apparently studies have found that people are 27% less likely to perform CPR on a woman 27%. Than a man because they're uncomfortable about touching the woman's breasts
I
in the process.
See that.
Oh, this is such, that is, yes. I mean, yes, but it's so horrible.
It's nice that there's a company out there finally putting large, firm breasts on
now
mannequins.
Don't do anything icky with the womanikins, okay,
yeah,
guys?
It's gonna happen. This next laser story is out of Germ World. If you had to name the most germ-covered spot in your car, what would you guess? The number one answer in a recent survey was the steering wheel.
I'm going to say change cup.
Followed by the driver's side door handle and the gear shifter. But if you guessed any of those, you're wrong. They're not even in the top three.
Really?
Researchers did a series of swab tests, and the spot that actually has the most germs is your driver's side floor mat.
Wow!
Sense?
Makes sense.
The average floor mat had about 3 times more bacteria, yeast, and mold growing on it than the average steering wheel. The second germiest spot was the front seat cup holder, followed by the inside of the trunk, and dashboard air vents were 4th.
Inside of the trunk? Yeah. What are you guys putting in your trunk?
A couple dead bodies.
Yeah.
But if you think about, and the air vents, if you think about that, it's just constantly blowing germs in your face.
Cool.
That's nice.
Circulating.
Turn up that AC.
Gross.
Don't drive. Just stay home and hump a shoe. That's the healthier thing to do. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. Don't worry, though. We'll do it again. Same time on Finish Up on Monday.